Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
The first photo of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce coupled up has leaked, and Swifties are freaking out. So it's a photo of Taylor at the bar that Travis rented out, and she's perched on his lap and has her arm wrapped around his neck. But unfortunately, an amateur body language expert says that Swifties shouldn't get too excited because he thinks that their body language means that they're doomed. So this is a guy named Jack Mack from Barstool, and he has this viral theory called the green line test, which basically means how a couple leans into each other in a photo determines the success of the relationship. So if the man is, and this is obviously for heterosexual relationships, if the man is leaning into the woman, it's doomed. If the woman's leading into the man, might work out. But the best case scenario is if both couples are leaning into each other or parallel to each other. And there's, it's just like straight up and down.
So if you're matching energy.
If you're matching energy is essentially what it's trying to say. But he also has another theory called the claw. Anytime a woman wraps her arm around a man and grabs his shoulder like a claw. And Jack Mack seems to think that this means Travis and Taylor are doomed.
Now, what is the claw? It's a dominant move. One often used by a mother to show that she has ownership over her son. That she will guide him and he will listen. Because after all, he's a child. Now, extend this to a relationship between a man and a woman. When the woman puts the claw on her man, she is bringing him down and showing that, hey, I'm your mother. You're like a child to me. And I own you.
The thing is we do call Taylor Swift mother, so I feel like it's very fitting. But in the photo, she just has her arm wrapped around him. She doesn't have a claw out, so I still think there's a chance.
So, and you said she's sitting on his lap?
Yeah, she's perched on his lap.
Well, maybe she's just doing that for, like,
balance.
Yeah,
that's what I... And to make sure, like, you're not going to fall off. So you're just kind of, like, you're holding on for...
Dear life.
Yeah, something like that.
So she doesn't fall off.
That's sexist AF. Like, if a man put his arm around me and had a claw, like, nobody is like, oh, they're doomed. I think it's ridiculous. And they just met anyway. On top of that, like, they just started dating. So, of course, like, no, just no.
And you also, well, you have to recognize the source of where this is coming from.
It is Barstool.
There's so. That.
Didn't we do the lean test here once before? I thought we did. Mm-hmm. With all of our significant others.
Oh, we did. We
brought, I don't remember what the results were, but I remember we did that.
Oh my God, I forgot about that. Because we brought in pictures of us with our significant others and we tried to figure out, it was the whole matching energies and who was leaning into who. Oh my God, I forgot about that.
We sure did.
Did anybody not pass the green line test?
I am 90% sure somebody did it, but I can't remember who.
I can't either. I was trying to remember.
Did they break up?
I think I remember who, and I think they did. That's all I'll say.
Dun, dun, dun.
I could be remembering totally wrong, though, but I'm pretty sure someone did.
It might have been me. I don't remember.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was you, Mo.
I got to go back and see if it worked.
Mo's like, no wonder this sounds familiar.
Mo, has a woman ever clawed you? Like, looking back, do you think that's ever happened to you?
You're too tall to claw.
Yeah, I don't think so.
they climb, they don't claw.
I
feel like they would have to claw you just to, like, I don't know, get to the same height. They're like, hang on, we're going to be in the same zip code.
Now, like, in defense, that does feel like a very, like, if I'm friends with a guy, like genuinely friends, I would like put my arm around like that, like and grab the shoulder. So I can see how it kind of feels like a friend move.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like you can just apply it and be like, they're not going to work out because she gripped his shoulder with too much strength.
And if they don't, he can't claim that he called it.
Yeah.
Because I mean, everybody's got a 50-50 chance right now.
Exactly.
Only time will tell. Rumors are swirling that she is going to the next Chiefs game at MetLife Stadium. And reportedly, she's requested 4 tickets for her friend. So it's time for Travi to meet Taylor's friends. I'm really excited about this. Also, a really funny Swift inside joke has infiltrated Heinz ketchup. So a Swift fan account posted a photo of Taylor in the suite with a chicken nugget and in ketchup. And then it said in the tweet, here's Taylor with ketchup and seemingly ranch. Well, it's gone so viral that Heinz has now introduced a special edition line of Cranch that literally says on the front, ketchup and seemingly ranch.
Interesting.
All because somebody tweeted that. Yep. These people are so invested in her being in that suite, what she was eating, who she was talking to, and she was eating ketchup and seemingly ranch. I'm a ranch gal, truly, so that makes me happy that she's a ranch head, but that's okay.
I'm a seemingly ranch gal, so. One of the Kardashians was almost a star in Yellowstone. I'll tell you about this unlikely matchup on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
Get it? The Burt Show.